Number four, justify your emotions. It's the opposite of number one. Instead of telling yourself why you shouldn't feel the way you feel, tell yourself all the reasons why you should feel the way you feel, especially with as many statements about the other person as possible. See, it still misses the message about you feeling. It still misses the opportunity to use the feeling as a way to build the relationship. For instance, saying it's wrong to feel angry, but it's right to feel righteous indignation. Okay? You've heard that one. See, Christians never feel angry. Jesus never did. Paul never did. They only felt righteous indignation. That is justifying your anger with when you don't need to. You don't need to justify your anger. It's okay to be angry. It's not okay to blow up people's cars. It's not okay to burn down their houses. It's okay to talk to people about your anger. But what we do is instead of saying, I'm angry, because we're worried that that won't be acceptable, we say, yes, I feel righteous indignation. It's the Christian form of anger. It's a euphemism. The person who needs to make the distinction between righteous indignation and anger probably sees themselves as good, exceptionally upright, and certainly above the feeling of anger. That's a worse problem than the anger. Do you understand that? That they would think of themselves as that way, above emotions, is worse than the emotions they could ever feel. That's the problem. That the person does or doesn't feel anger is less of an issue here than their superior attitude. There's no need to justify anger by calling it nice things. We redefine what's going on inside instead of acting upon it and building the relationships. It's an opportunity to make amends. It's an opportunity to tell people what's going on. They might not even know what they did. It's an opportunity to build a bridge, but instead of that, instead of building the bridge, we just justify it and drive the wedge deeper. Number five, be controlled by your feelings. Okay, if you feel like hitting someone, just hit them. If you feel like punching them, just punch them. Kick them, scream, blow up their car if that's what you feel like doing. That will hurt relationships. Do I need to go any farther with that one? Okay. Let your feelings out crooked, sideways. Okay, if I'm angry with you, I do something to you. If I am hurt or humiliated or worried about my job, I come home and dump it on my family. That's crooked. If I'm angry with my partner, I take it out on my friends. If I'm hurt, I get sides. I find people to feel sorry for me. I take naps. I used to do that all the time. When my wife and I were having a problem, I'd say, who needs this? I'm going to bed. I'd go to bed. No. That's crooked. I'd wake up 3 hours later, everything would be fine. She'd be angry, okay? Nothing solved. I'm solved. That's great. One day I said, who needs this? I'm going to bed. She said, sit down. I sat down. We talked about it. First time, it was great. I didn't know it worked like that. First time. People get busy. Instead of dealing with their feelings, they get busy and they work and they work and they work. That's crooked. They clean their house at 2 a.m, you know. They clean their garage. They build things they don't need. They avoid people. They avoid people because they're angry with them. And when the person says, wow, I haven't seen you for a while. How come we haven't been together? You lie. You don't say, because I'm angry with you, I think you're a turkey. You say, oh, well, yeah, I've been busy. And you lie. And now not only are you missing the opportunity to rebuild the relationship, but your integrity is going down the tube. You're lying. You're acting different on the outside than you are on the inside. I think that is what got my dad. He lived his whole life on the outside, totally incongruent with what was really happening on the inside, because for some reason he had no permission, no sense of value from which he could operate to talk about all that stuff that was bothering him. Syrupy, sweet submission. That's a sideways way of dealing with your feelings. It's like the toll woman tactic, how to control your husband into giving you whatever you want without him knowing. Okay? That's what that's about. Make a joke at the other person's expense. That's a good one. Okay, making a joke and then saying, I'm just kidding, right? That's a good way to let your feelings out sideways. It tears down relationships. Sarcasm tears down relationships. Final suggestions.